message you. He was specifically instructing how a brahmachari should behave under the care of a spiritual master. A spiritual master is not an enjoyer of facilities offered by his disciples. He is like a parent. Without the attentive service of his parents, a child cannot grow to manhood. Similarly, without the care of the spiritual master, one cannot rise to the plane of transcendental service. The spiritual master is also called Acharya, or a transcendental professor of spiritual science. Manusmita 2.140 explains the duties of an Acharya, describing the bona fide spiritual master accepts charge of disciples, teaches them the Vedic knowledge with all its intricacies, and gives them their second birth. The ceremony performed to initiate the disciple into the study of spiritual science is called Upaniti, or the function that brings one nearer to the spiritual master. One who cannot be brought nearer to a spiritual master cannot have a sacred thread, and thus he is indicated to be a sutra. The sacred thread worn on the body of a Brahman Kshatriya or Vaishya is a symbol of initiation by the spiritual master. It is worth nothing if worn merely to boast of high parentage. The duty of the spiritual master is to initiate a disciple with the sacred thread ceremony. And after the samskara or purgatory process, the spiritual master actually begins to teach the disciple about the Vedas. A person born a sudra is not barred from such spiritual initiation, provided he is approved by the spiritual master, who is duly authorized to award a disciple the right to be a Brahmin if he finds him perfectly qualified. In the Bhagavad Purana and the Acharyas, to find this one who knows the import of all Vedic literature, explains the purpose of the Vedas, abides by their rules and regulations, and teaches his disciples to act in the same way.
Дамы, Шрила Прабхупада. Это стих из Шримад Бхагавата, 11.17.27, который произнес Господь Кришна, отвечая на вопрос Удова на 14 веке у четырех духов упала человеческого общества, где Господь описывает поведение Прабхачари, который находится под опекой духовного учителя. Неверно думать, будто гуру наслаждается жизнью за счет учеников. Духовный учитель подобен замудренному отцу или матери. Без опеки родителей ребенок не может нормально развиваться. Точно так же, без помощи духовного учителя, ученик не может возвыситься до уровня трансцендентного служения Господа. Духовного учителя называют Ачарьей, трансцендентным преподавателем духовной науки. Обязанности Ачарьи изложены в Махасамхите, где говорится, что истинный духовный учитель должен взять ученика под свою опеку, посвятить его во всех тонкости ведического знания и дать ему второе рождение. Начало обучения духовной науки знаменует церемония Упамити, которая призвана сблизить ученика с духовным учителем. Тот, кто не имеет подобной связи с гуру, не заслуживает священного шнура и потому считается шудрой. Священный шнур на телебах, шатре или вайше свидетельствует о том, что его обладатель получил посвящение ему духовному учителю. Сам по себе шнур не имеет ценности, если его носят лишь и желание похвастаться высоким происхождением. Духовный учитель проводит обряд посвящения и надевает на ученика священный шнур. И только после такой самскары, очистительного обряда, начинает серьезно обучать его победы. Рождение в себе шудры не лишает человека возможности получить духовное посвящение при условии, что духовный учитель, способный посвятить ученика Упрахмана, найдет его достойным этого. По определению Бхагавана, Ачарьей считается тот, кто постиг суть всех ведических писаний и умеет разъяснить их смысл, кто сам следует наставлению веры и учит этому своим ученикам.
Now, after Vishnu Pradhan Krishna Prasthaya Kutubhaya Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Vedanta Namaste Saraswati Deve Gaura Vichari Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Vastrasyadeshita Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Srila Vaitika Radha Srivasati Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Let's not prove this can be the sin to be ever checked. But he taught about it in your Vaishnavya Namo Namaha. Vaishnavya Namo Namaha. So first thing I'd like to say is, thank you.
Первое, что мне следует сказать всем вам, спасибо.
Thank you particularly to all the local devotees from here in Sri Tirupati Dham.
В первую очередь спасибо большое преданным, которые являются местными жителями Шри Тирупати Дхам.
And first amongst those devotees, His Grace Revati Raman Prabhu.
И первую очередь его милости Ревати Рамана Прабху.
Thank you, Raman. sir. Thank you. Dhanyavada Madhu. Is that right? Telugu? Baba Dhanyavada. Mentora Hudi. Also Dhanyavada. Oh, sir. Telugu Shunya. Dhanyavada Madhu. Ek. One word. Okay. So today is that glorious disappearance day of Srila
Prabhupada.
And it's just, well, it's just, along with his appearance day, it's just one of the most wonderful days. And because Srila Prabhupada made the point that we do not distinguish so much between appearance and disappearance. Yes, they're both very glorious. And Prabhupada, to illustrate this, he gave the example of the sun. Sun rises, sun sets, but it doesn't affect the sun. So the devotee appears, the devotee disappears, but the devotee is always there. And it's just our eyes, if sometimes we think the devotee is not there. So Srila Prabhupada was with us for those years up till
1977.
And he's still with us today. What is it now? It is 41 years later. And frankly, I can say that in many ways, I feel, and so many of his disciples feel, that it's not really different from when he was physically present. Srila Prabhupada was with us, he is with us, and he will be with us. So therefore, today is a happy day. It is not a sad day that, oh, he died and he is gone. But Srila Prabhupada, by his mercy, he is with us, and those who are tuned in to Prabhupada, they will feel his presence always. You know, when Srila Prabhupada was physically present, very few devotees were like constantly with him physically. Like, no, even the very senior devotees like the GPCs, that they were not with him constantly. Sometimes they spend a little time with him, but as a percentage of the whole time he was here, is a very small percentage.
Ты могла принять его в области личное время, но в процентном соотношении это говоришь как-то более.
And you know, even just take myself as an example.
Приведу меня пример.
I was only personally alone with Srila Prabhupada one time.
Лично я находился со Шрилой Прабхупадой наедине всего лишь один раз.
I was in his classes when he was present. I don't know how many times, but I don't know actually. Maybe 40 times or 50 times.
Я присутствовал на лекции Шрилы Прабхупады, честно говоря, не знаю, сколько больше 40 или 50 раз.
But actually being physically in his presence, not very much.
Но физически находиться в его личном обществе, которое можно с тем особо не было.
So unless you were the one devotee, or maybe two devotees, who were personally serving Srila Prabhupada every day, unless you were one of them, you didn't get much really personal, like physical association.
Если только вы не входили в число тех самых двух преданных, которые имели возможность лично служить Шиле Прабхупаде и находиться с ним постоянно, тогда у вас такой возможности не было.
So therefore, in terms of vapu, or physical association, and vani, association through instructions, the vani is just far more important.
Поэтому как говорил вапу, различные служения и так вани, следование наставления, можно сказать, следующее следование наставления вани, да, более обязательно.
Understand?
Понимаете?
Samastan. It's like that. And we have to really understand this clearly. Okay, so we will just recount a few pastimes of Srila Prabhupada. Just as a matter of interest, how much time do we have actually? What time should we finish?
You are up to 10 o'clock.
Oh, up till 10 o'clock, okay. Uh-huh. So first of all, I wanted to tell a few little stories of how Srila Prabhupada was merciful.
Прежде всего, мне хотел бы рассказать несколько историй о том, как милостив был Шрила Прабхупада.
One story. I won't mention the name of the devotee, but he is one of the most senior in Islam, like in the most senior 10, maybe.
В одной из историй я не буду упоминать имя одного из действующих лиц, поскольку это прежний занимает высокое положение, возможно, одно из 10 самых высоких положений в Испании.
Русский язык вы слышите? Да, у меня. Да? So, this devotee had a dream.
Этому временному приснился сон.
In the dream, he died.
Во сне он умер.
Hello. And he went up to the doorway to the Loka Vrindavan.
И он оказался перед входом на дорогу Вриндаван, прямо перед Вриндаваном.
And there was a chokidar.
И там был
охранник.
Охранник.
Or is that Барабара? Anyway, big one.
Очень большой охранник, синий.
And this security man, he looked at the devotee, and he said, Who are you?
He сказал, ты кто такой?
And the devotee gave his name.
И преданный назвал свое имя.
I am such and such Das.
Я такой-то и такой-то Das.
And the security man said, who?
Охранник сказал, кто кто?
The devotee repeated his name.
И преданный еще раз повторил свое имя.
And the security man, he's thinking like he doesn't know who is this person, what should I do? So the devotee said, I am a disciple of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami
Prabhupada.
And the security man said, oh, well, come in. So it's really like that. You know, if it's just a matter of our own qualification. I don't know.
Not the photos.
Maybe not. Maybe not. But through Srila Prabhupada, by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, all the doors can open. And we should really be aware of that.
Que нам нужно помнить об этом постоянно.
So, yeah. Here's another story. The mercy of Srila Prabhupada.
Еще одна история мистера Шрилы Прабхупады.
This story comes from His Grace Bhavananda Prabhu.
Эта история рассказала его милость Бхавананда Прабху.
I think some of you would know him. He's based. And now he's based in Mayapur. So anyway, he was up on the roof of the Lotus building in Mayapur with Srila
Prabhupada.
And they're looking, and at that time there were no other buildings. And they're looking around the Mayapur area from the roof. And Srila Prabhupada was saying that Mayapur is just so wonderful. It's the spiritual world. And it's so beautiful. And Prabhupada said, the whole world should come here. Right, and learn about Lord Chaitanya. And then Prabhupada said, but this material world is so horrible. And he started sort of criticizing the material world. His birth, death, old age, and disease. The consciousness of the people is so contaminated. So many bad qualities are there. Their Prabhupada said a very amazing thing. Prabhupada said, I didn't want to come here. But Krishna told me, you must come. The people need your books. And then Prabhupada said, but I don't want to come. It's such a horrible place. But then Krishna said, no, you have to come.
Mas aqui Krishna сказал Prabhupada, нет, ты должен поехать.
If you don't give them your votes, what could they do?
Если ты не дашь им свои деньги, как они смогут выжить?
So you must come.
Поэтому ты должен отправиться туда.
So this is very sort of transcendental story.
Это очень высокая трансцендентная история.
But it is a fact that on a few occasions Srila Prabhupada revealed that he had come down with the mission of delivering the fallen souls.
Но это действительно факт, и Шрила Прабхупада неоднократно проявлял свою необходимость появления материального мира, прямо из духовного мира, с целью распространения миссии Господа Чайтаньи.
So to have this association directly or indirectly, it is just unlimited good fortune.
Поэтому получаем общение Шрила Прабхупада прямо или косвенно, в любом случае, это беспричинная милость и большая удача.
Here's another little story about Prabhupada's mercy.
Еще одна история о милости Шрилы Прабхупады.
How he appreciated devotees so much.
Как сам он ценил преданных.
Prabhupada was in Vrindavan.
Шрила Прабхупада был во Вриндаване.
And one devotee named Trivikram Maharaj was massaging Prabhupada every day.
Одного преданного, которого называли Тривикрама Махараджа, попросили массировать Шрилу Прабхупаду каждый день.
Do you know Trivikram Maharaj?
Знаете Тривикрама Махараджа?
Yes? No? Oh, you must get this association. He is a special
devotee.
So much association with
Srila Prabhupada.
So every day Trivikram Maharaj is doing the massage for Srila
Prabhupada.
Then one day Srila Prabhupada said, after 1 week, I will go to America. And Trivikram Maharaj said, can I come with you to massage? And Prabhupada said, no, there's no need. In America, Upendra is there.
В Америке живет Упендра.
He can massage.
Он может массировать.
So Trivikram Maharaj was a little disappointed.
Trivikram Maharaj немного расстроился.
But as the saying goes, if at first you don't succeed, try again.
Но, как говорится, не пускают людей и слабо.
So the next day he's doing the massage.
И поэтому на следующий день он снова массирует Прабхупаду.
And he said, Srila Prabhupada, this Upendra, does he do a good massage?
И вот из храма указывает, Srila Prabhupada, а этот Упендра, он вообще хорошо массаж делает.
And Prabhupada said, yes, it's quite good.
И Прабхупада сказал, да, достаточно неплохо.
Are you sure you don't want me to come?
И Тривикрама Махарадж продолжал, а вы уверены, что не хотите, чтобы я поехал?
И Прабхупада сказал, no, it's not necessary.
И Прабхупада сказал, нет, необходимости никакой.
So the next day he tried again.
И на следующий день Тривикрама Махарадж еще раз попробовал.
И Прабхупада, I'm thinking I should come with you to America.
Он сказал, Прабхупада, вы знаете, мне кажется, что я должен поехать с вами в Америку.
I think that I can do a good massage and it's important for your health.
Потому что мне кажется, что я могу предлагать вам хорошее качество массажа, который очень важен для вашего здоровья.
But Prabhupada again said, no, it's all
Прабхупада сказал, ну нет уж такой необходимости там вести пендалом становится.
It went on every day for one week.
И в течение недели, каждый день, эти игры
продолжались. Prabhupada said, yes, he is a very nice boy. But not as nice as you. And then Chirukara Maharaj understood Prabhupada loved him. Srila Prabhupada, he had very personal relationships with his disciples. And he accepted them as devotees and as his like personal associates. Another little occasion with Chirukara
Maharaj.
He was asking Prabhupada about different devotees. What do you think of this devotee? He's a nice boy. And what about this one? He's a nice
one.
And this one? He's also a nice one. So like this, several times, the same question, same answer. And Chirukara Maharaj just got sort of carried away. And he said, Srila Prabhupada, you're such a nice boy.
И он сказал, Srila Prabhupada, вы такой хороший мальчик.
And Prabhupada
посмотрел на него.
Let's see. Here's an interesting little story. I think you will be at least partially aware of this story. This story, it happened in Glasgow, in Scotland. There was one devotee there, he was like the leader in Scotland. His name was Chabupanath Prabhu. And Chirukara, unfortunately, passed away, but he was a really nice devotee. So anyway, he arranged a whole program in Glasgow. And he advertised it very nicely. And it was a hall similar size to this hall. And about 400 or 500 people came. And the hall was more or less full. And they were all Scottish people. No Indian people. But they came and they listened very carefully to Srila
Prabhupada.
At the end, Prabhupada asked for questions. This part of the story is quite famous. One man stood up right at the back.
Прямо в самом конце зала один человек встал.
And in a loud voice he announced,
и очень громким голосом он заявил,
I am God.
Я Бог.
And then he walked forward.
И он подошел
straight up in front of Prabhupada.
И встал прямо перед живой Прабхупадой.
Prabhupada's up on the stage.
Прабхупада сидит на сцене, много выше, чем он.
And it's as he's coming, he's just saying, I'm God, I'm God.
И по мере того, как он приближался к сцене, на которой сидел живой Прабхупада, продолжал заявлять, я Бог, я Бог.
And he now is right in front of Prabhupada.
И вот он подался прямо перед живой Прабхупадой, стоит прямо перед ним.
400-500 people just looking at him and looking at Prabhupada.
400-500 человек смотрят прямо на него, прямо на Шиву Прабхупаду.
So they're just staring at each other.
Они просто пристально смотрят друг на друга.
And the man became silent.
И этот человек замолчал.
And Prabhupada said,
а Прабхупада сказал,
you are not God.
Ты не такой же Бог.
You are dog.
Ты пёс.
Like that, strongly.
Вот так, бескомпромиссно.
You are dog.
Ты пёс.
And all the people clapped.
И все люди аплодировали.
And cheered.
И взяли радостные голоса.
And they stood up.
И даже встали. И аплодировали стоя.
And these were just ordinary Scottish people.
Это были обычные шотландцы.
So now this part you haven't heard about.
А вот эту часть истории вы не слышали.
Prabhupada had not eaten the whole day.
Prabhupada не принимал пищу целый день.
None of the devotees had eaten. And no one thought to cook for Prabhupada.
Никто из преданных не принимал пищу в тот день, и никому в голову из преданных не пришла мысль приготовить что-то для Шрилы Прабхупады.
Anyway, then he and Tribhuvana went out the front door.
Так или иначе, затем Шрилы Прабхупады вместе с Прабхупадой выходили через главный выход.
And they stopped on the steps.
И задержались на ступеньках.
And then Prabhupada put out his hand.
Затем Шрила Прабхупада протянул руку.
And rubbed the head of Tribhuvana.
И погладил Трибхувана по Прабху по голове.
And just rubbed and rubbed and rubbed.
Гладил.
And Prabhupada said, I am very pleased with you.
И затем он сказал ему, я очень удовлетворен тобой.
So Tribhuvana Prabhu said he took this as the perfection of his life.
Ивана Прабху сказал мне, что он принял это послание Шрилы Прабхупады как достижение совершенства своей жизни.
And so we should know that it's like that. If we're able to actually please Srila Prabhupada deeply, that's all we need.
И мы тоже должны понимать это, что если нам удается глубинным способом удовлетворить Шрилу Прабхупаду, это уникально.
Okay, let's see. Okay, here's, here's another story about Prabhupada's compassion.
Есть еще одна история.
And again, some of you may be familiar with this. One young lady joined the temple in Los Angeles. And she was just like 18-19 years old. And she was a bit of an artist. Yeah, that's imagine. Yeah. Little bit of an artist. Not too much. But then she saw the pictures in the box. And she wanted to paint some paintings for Prabhupada's books.
И захотела она рисовать еще
So the PBT devotees, they gave her like a trial to see, a test run. Paint a painting of Krishna, we'll show it to Prabhupada, and we'll see what he thinks. So she painted a painting of Krishna. In the painting, Krishna looked like he was in anxiety. He was definitely not happy. But anyway, the devotees took her in to Prabhupada and gave the picture to Prabhupada, and Prabhupada looked at it. So Prabhupada's holding the picture. He's looking at the picture and he's shaking his head. After a while he asked, what is this painting? And the girl said, Śrīla Prabhupāda, this is Krishna feeling separation from Śrīmatī Rādhārāṇī. And Śrīla Prabhupāda shook his head and said, no, this is not what Krishna looks like when he's feeling separation. Prabhupada said that separation is blissful. You've made Krishna look like some young boy who just lost his girlfriend. So, no, we cannot use this picture. And that girl got so upset. She just started crying and crying and crying. And the devotees wanted to take her out of the room. But there were two devotees with them. One was a sannyasi. And the other one was very strict brahmachari. They couldn't touch the girl. So they're trying to use sign language. But she was just too overwhelmed. So after maybe 1 minute, maybe even 2 minutes, Prabhupada said, give me that painting again. Let me see. Now he's holding the painting again. And this time he's nodding his head. And Prabhupada said, yes, we can use this painting. We will call this painting Krishna has a headache. And the girl was very happy. And the painting is somewhere in Prabhupada's books. Śrīla Prabhupāda, he was very strict. One time, one devotee, I won't mention his name, he returned to Bombay after preaching in South India.
Ananda Indriya Meditator
And he said, Srila Prabhupada, the preaching was so wonderful. We made so many life members. We collected so much Lakshmi. It was very successful. It was very nice. But then the devotee said, but Srila Prabhupada, sometimes I feel the influence of Maya. The Prabhupada looked at him. And Prabhupada said, you are always in Maya. So boasting in front of Srila Prabhupada was not a good idea. Another time, the same thing happened with another devotee. He's boasting about how he successfully did this and that. And Prabhupada told him, you're in Maya. And then Prabhupada said, Aren't you? And like several times he said like that very strongly. Until the devotee ended up crying. So sometimes Prabhupada could be very heavy. One time in Los Angeles, it was Ekadasi. And Prabhupada was there for the greeting of the deities. And then he received some Charanamrita. And the Prabhupada saw in the Charanamrita, there was some rice. Just some grains of rice. And there was the young lady who had made the Charanamrita. And when Prabhupada saw this rice, he got really upset. And he said to that young lady, are you trying to kill me? Here's another story from Los Angeles. There's one devotee, and he wanted to have a personal exchange with
Prabhupada.
So after the class, Prabhupada, he would get off the Vyasa, and then he would turn to the right and walk out the front door. So this devotee, he positioned himself right on the path that Prabhupada would take. So his idea was, when Prabhupada just walked right past him, he would be there. And he'd say, Jai Srila Prabhupada. And Prabhupada would say, Jai. Something like this. So, okay, next morning,
Итак, следующее утро,
he's there.
Он уже готов.
He's ready.
Ладошки сложены.
Prabhupada finishes the class.
Prabhupada заканчивает читать лекцию.
In Los Angeles, the VSSL is on the sun.
В Лос-Анджелесе VSSL стоит в стороне.
So he got off the VSSL.
Все, Прабхупада спустился к VSSL.
Turned right.
Повернул направо.
And he's walking straight at this devotee.
И идет прямо по направлению к этому преданному.
And the devotee is ready.
И преданный уже готов.
But when Prabhupada was about 1 meter away,
но за метр по приближению к этому преданному,
a little far away to say Jai Prabhupada.
А нет, это немножко далековато, чтобы говорить Jai Prabhupada.
Suddenly Prabhupada changed direction.
Внезапно Прабхупада изменил направление.
And went through the door into the kitchen.
И вышел через кухню.
And in the kitchen was Jayananda Prabhu, who was very dear to Srila
Prabhupada.
And he, because he had a really amazing service attitude. So Prabhupada went out of his way to, he saw Jayananda there, he went out of his way to associate with Jayananda.
Шрила Прабхупада изменил свой привычный маршрут, потому что он увидел, что Джайананда находился на кухне и захотел получить его общение.
So then in the kitchen he's talking with Jayananda.
Находясь на кухне, Шрила Прабхупада общался с Джайанандой.
And the devotee understood, you cannot really sort of contrive a situation with Prabhupada.
И до того преданного дошло, что нельзя подстроить какую-либо ситуацию в случае со Шрилой Прабхупадой.
You understand contrive?
Понимаете, что значит подстроить ситуацию?
Contrive. You know, artificially create.
Искусственным образом создать.
Here's another Jayananda story.
И вот еще одна история про Джайананду.
Jayananda was present in one temple somewhere in America.
Jayananda находился в одном из храмов где-то в Америке.
Prabhupada was there.
Prabhupada был там.
And Tamal Krishna Goswami was there.
И Tamal Krishna Goswami был там.
And I don't know if you ever knew Tamal Krishna Goswami.
Я не знаю, когда это был знакомый с Tamal Krishna Goswami.
Did you know Tamal Krishna Maharaj? Yeah. He was very particular.
Он был очень
собой. Yeah, to be careful.
С ним надо было держать вопросы.
So they're sitting down after Mangalarti to chant Gayatri.
So there they are. What are they
sitting at? Jayananda finished Gayatri in 1 minute.
Jayananda finished Gayatri in 1 minute.
And Tamal Krishna Maharaj wondered, what sort of Gayatri is this?
Tamal Krishna Maharaj подумал, что это вообще за Gayatri, которую я принял.
So he went to complain to Prabhupada.
И он пошел, пожаловался, Шрила Прабхупаде на Джайананду.
But the servant stopped him at the door.
Но слуга преградил путь Tamal Krishna Maharaju на прямо перед входом в комнату.
And said, please don't go there.
И сказал, пожалуйста, не заходите туда.
Jayananda is with Srila Prabhupada.
Jayananda сейчас со Шрилой Прабхупадой.
So, you know, Tamal Krishna Goswami, normally you didn't stop him if you wanted to.
Tamal Krishna Goswami был таким типом личности, которого остановить было невозможно.
Very sensitive person.
Очень чувствительная личность.
Anyway, he waited.
Так или иначе, в тот момент он решил подождать.
Jayananda came out.
Jayananda вышел.
Tamal Krishna Goswami asked him, what are you doing with Prabhupada?
Tamal Krishna Goswami спросил Jayananda, чем вы там занимались со Шрилой Прабхупадой?
Jayananda said, I was receiving Gayatri.
Jayananda сказал, я получал Gayatri.
And Tamal Krishna said, that you received Gayatri a few years ago.
А Tamal Krishna Goswami сказал, ты же уже получил Gayatri несколько лет назад.
We were just chanting Gayatri.
Мы не только что читали с тобой Гаятри мост.
What do you mean you received Gayatri?
Что ты подразумеваешь, значит, что ты получил Гаятри?
Джайананда Прабху shook his head.
Джайананда Прабху виновато покачал головой.
He said, you know, I have a problem.
И сказал, знаете, у меня на самом деле проблема.
I keep forgetting the mantras.
Я забываю мантры.
So every 6 months or so, I go back to Prabhupada, and he gives me the mantras again. And tomorrow, Krishna goes round and forth. This was crazy. Which it was a little bit, actually. So he went in to complain to
Prabhupada.
This Jayananda, what sort of Brahmana is he? He forgets Gayatri. This is no good. And he really complains. Prabhupada did not appreciate
it.
Prabhupada said, actually, Jayananda is so sincere.
И Прабхупада сказал, на самом деле, Джайананда настолько искренний.
He can chant anything he likes.
Он может повторять все, что хочет.
And Krishna will accept.
И Кришна принял это.
Hare Krishna. So, yeah. That sincerity of purpose, sincerity of heart, is very important.
Искренность сердца очень важна.
Prabhupada, one devotee asked Prabhupada once, is the spiritual master in the heart of the disciple? And Prabhupada said, yes.
Prabhupada said, yes.
If you will let me enter.
Yes, we will be able to do it.
So Prabhupada, he is ready. He is open for all of us.
So Prabhupada got up and said, "Our hearts are open for everyone."
We just have to take it into our hearts.
Я должен понимать позицию обойти наши сердца.
And yeah. So he's ready for all of us. We just have to, in a sort of open-hearted way, take him into our hearts by serving him, praying to him, and remembering him.
Нам нужно, чтобы открыть наши сердца, пустить Прабхупаду в наши сердца, служа ему, помятуя о нем. И таким образом мы будем вместе с ним.
Yes, here's a funny little thing.
Есть одна забавная вещь.
I just heard a few weeks ago.
Несколько недель назад я услышал.
It's connected with prasadam.
Связано с прасадом.
We are fasting this morning.
Сегодня у нас пост.
Prabhupada was talking about the different temple sort of the leaders of the different departments. And he first of all he talked about the treasurer. Who was the treasurer here? Oh, okay. Anyway, listen to this. Prabhupada said, the treasurer has to be very strict.
Oh, yeah.
He must not waste any of Prabhupada's, of Krishna's money. So, he must be a very austere person.
Очень строгая вещь.
heavy.
Trophies.
The prophet said, but the cook, the head cook, he must enjoy prasad.
No, but in the
if he enjoys the prasada, then he can cook nicely and the devotees will be happy.
Yes,
who's the chief cook? He's in the kitchen. So then Prabhupada said, and this is the point, Prabhupada said, the treasurer must be a little thin. Skinny. But the cook must be a little fat. Another
prasadam
story. Some of you know this story. Prabhupada was in Delhi. And in those days, in Delhi, our ISKCON Delhi headquarters was a little flat. Three or four rooms and small rooms. So Prabhupada was there. The temple president was Tejas Prabhu. Some of you might know Tejas. So one day, Prabhupada's cook was sick. And he couldn't cook. So Prabhupada personally approached Tejas Prabhu, the temple president. And he asked him, can you cook upma? Upma, it's Dakshin Bharat, yeah? South Indian style. And Tejas said, somewhat, Prabhu, sort of like, And Prabhupada said, cook upma for my lunch. Nearby, just sort of around the corner, was a first class restaurant. You heard of five star, right? This was seven star. Maybe eight star. So Tejas went there and met with the head cook. And he got this recipe for upma from Indraloka. It was just super rich. Well, actually, you know one thing Prabhupada said? If you use enough ghee, and enough sugar, any fool can cook something which will be very nice. So Tejas Prabhu cooked this upma
Итак, третий слабу, приготовил Бума по этому рецепту.
И Ракина Бума.
Знаете, что такое Бума?
This Bума, on top, it had a layer of ghee.
Знаете, в кухне верхний слой как раз должен быть из ghee.
Like 1 centimeter.
1 centimeter.
It was really high power of that.
Нет, это действительно должна быть мощная Бума.
So he mixed it up.
И так он размешал.
Put it on the plate.
Вылезал на тарелку.
Put gave it to Prabhupada.
И преподнес Прабхупаде.
Prabhupada took a mouthful.
А Прабхупада положил ложку.
And he looked at it.
Посмотрел на тарелку.
And he took another mouthful.
И еще раз вкусил.
And looked at it.
И еще раз посмотрел на тарелку.
And then he started eating.
И затем начал кушать, кушать, кушать и кушать.
And he didn't look at it. He
just. And
he finished all of it.
И съел все, что он приготовил.
On the plate.
Все, что было на тарелке.
Normally, Prabhupada did not eat everything.
Обычно, что Прабхупада никогда не ел все, что ему приносили.
And he never asked for a second.
И никогда не просил добавки.
Very rare.
Очень редко.
This time he said, bring me more.
А в этот раз он сказал, неси добавку.
He didn't say that, oh, this is nice, or anything like that.
Он не сказал, что вкусно приготовлено, или что-то подобное.
Just bring me more.
Просто неси добавку.
Okay, another little Umba mountain.
И таким образом еще одна гора из Утмы вылезла на тарелке Прабхупады.
И Прабхупада
продолжал
есть.
И он слушал все, что принесли ему второй раз.
If he ever, ever asked for seconds, he never ate at all.
И если те самые величайшие случаи, когда он когда-либо просил добавки, ему ее приносили, то он ее никогда не передал.
This time he ate it all.
Но в этот раз он съел полностью добавку.
And Prabhupada said, bring more.
И Прабхупада сказал, неси еще добавки.
So, Tejas gave him everything.
Tejas Prabhu принес ему все, что осталось.
There's nothing left.
Больше ничего не было.
And Prabhupada.
Прабхупада все продолжал.
He finished it all.
И съел все, что было.
He didn't say anything.
Он ничего не говорил.
Just finished it all.
Он просто ел и все съел.
Next morning, Srila Prabhupada, so this is lunch time.
Это было в обед.
Next morning, Prabhupada did not get up early.
На следующее утро Srila Prabhupada рано не встал.
He got up late.
Он встал поздно.
And said he wasn't feeling so good. But still he went out for his morning walk. But now this day, he was walking slowly. Normally Prabhupada walked fast. So he's walking very slowly. And he stopped. You know, Prabhupada, every morning he's walking, he would stop, and then he'd continue, and he'd stop again.
Знаете, как обычно на своей утренней прогулке, что Прабхупада шел, останавливался, что-то говорил, затем продолжал свою прогулку.
And then, you know, and he'd say some philosophical thing.
Он говорил какие-то философские моменты.
This time he didn't say anything philosophical.
В этот раз он не сказал ничего философского.
Srila Prabhupada said, that boy who cooked the utma for my lunch yesterday.
Он сказал, тот самый мальчик, который вчера на обед мне приготовил утму.
He poisoned me.
Он отравил меня.
All of these were in shock.
Все предметы были в шоке.
And Tejas was there, and he was in shock.
И Tejas Prabhu тоже был, он тоже был в шоке.
Prabhupada said, yes, the umma was so nice, I ate too much, and my stomach is upset.
Prabhupada сказал, умма была настолько вкусная, что я съел слишком много, и все это проблемы желудком.
Here's another Prasadam story.
Еще одна история, связанная с Прасадом.
This was in America, in a place that's California, a temple in a town called Laguna Beach. The temple president approached Prabhupada. He said, one of our supporters is offering us some peanut oil, very cheap.
И он сказал, что один из наших спонсоров жертвует нам масло из нюта.
Peanuts, yeah. Peanut?
Арахисовое масло.
Yeah. Is it all right to use peanut oil? He's asking Prabhupada.
Да, и он спрашивает, что Прабхупада стоит использовать такое арахисовое масло.
Prabhupada said, it is not so first class. But the temple president said, but Prabhupada, it is very cheap. We will be able to give much more money to the BBT. Prabhupada said, it is not so first class.
И Прабхупада сказал, масло это не первоклассное.
The next morning the temple president asked again.
На следующий утро президент храма снова задал тот же самый вопрос.
Would it be all right if we accept the peanut oil?
Будет ли это нормально, если мы будем использовать арахисовое масло?
Prabhupada said, cook it anything you like.
И Прабхупада сказал, готовь на чем хочешь.
And the temple president said, it is peanut oil bad, Srila
Prabhupada.
Prabhupada said, I knew one man, and one evening he ate many pakoras fried in peanut oil.
Srila Prabhupada сказал, я знал одного человека, который каждый вечер кушал много пакор.
Каждый вечер.
Однажды вечером скушал много покор, жареных на арахисовом масле. Очень много покор.
And the devotee said, oh, really? What happened to him?
И преданный сказал, действительно, и что случилось с ним?
And Prabhupada replied,
Prabhupada ответил,
he died the next morning.
На следующее утро он умер.
So the president didn't ask about peanut oil.
Больше президент Трамп не спрашивал про арахисовое масло.
One time, Prabhupada was visiting the same temple.
Однажды Шрила Прабхупада приехал в тот же самый храм.
And so the devotees to prepare. They repainted the temple.
И для того, чтобы подготовиться как следует для встречи Прабхупады, преданные перекрасили храм.
Normally devotees did that when Prabhupada came.
Обычно преданные так готовились для встречи Прабхупады.
So they repainted it.
И так они перекрасили храм.
And one devotee got a very brilliant idea.
И внезапно на голову одного преданного пришла гениальная идея.
He thought.
Подумал он.
He painted the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra very artistically on the front steps.
Он написал Hare Krishna Maha Mantra очень творческим образом прямо на самых первых ступенях.
Like Michelangelo. So as usual, the devotees finished preparing just before Prabhupada arrived. And the devotees, they just finished, they just threw everything out the bag.
И когда преданные заканчивали подготовку, все, что оставалось, они просто выбрасывали на заднюю дорогу.
So did this, paint pots.
И, соответственно, ведра с краской.
Boxes.
Коробки.
Just a whole pile of stuff.
целая куча всего.
By the Pentagon.
Прямо из Алексея Дмитрия.
And they brought Prabhupada, he arrived by the front door.
А Прабхупада подходит к главному входу.
And Prabhupada is approaching the front steps.
Прабхупада подходит к ступенькам.
And he saw on the front steps the Hare Krishna Mahamantra.
И Прабхупада увидел, что на ступеньках, которые они вели в главном входе, написано Hare Krishna Mahamantra.
And Prabhupada said, "Oh, I cannot step on the Mahamantra."
И Прабхупада сказал, я не могу ступать по Mahamantra.
He went around to the back door. There's all the stuff and rubbish. And Prabhupada had to go through it. Things like this happened. One time, Prabhupada arrived at Heathrow Airport. At the time, it was the only airport in London. So, of course, the devotees knew that Prabhupada was coming. But they had the wrong information. The information they had was that Prabhupada was coming 1 hour later. But then Prabhupada arrived at the airport. There was no one there. But there was one devotee there. He just happened to be there on business. He was running. At the time, the temple there had an Agarbatti incense business. Right. Agarbatti. And he had come in the van from the business. Not so many. It was, a Ford Transit. That was the van they used for delivering Agarbatti. And the van smelt like 20,000 sticks of Agarbatti were in it permanently. The wind was blowing the right way. You could smell it coming down the road. So there's this devotee moving about the airport. Suddenly, Srila
Prabhupada!
Prabhupada asked, where are the devotees? I'll take you, Prabhupada. So they started escorting Prabhupada out. That was, I think it was 1972. In those days there were no cell phones. Believe it or not, there was life before cell phones. So they're walking out and the devotee wanted somehow to make a very quick phone call to inform the temple.
And he was put this
So he asked Prabhupada, 1 minute. He went into public telephone. Called the temple. Prabhu, Prabhupada's coming.
He said, Prabhu, Prabhupada уже едет к вам.
The devotee on the other end.
A prednei na drugom konce provoda.
We know Prabhupada's coming.
Сказал, мы в курсе, что Прабхупада едет к нам.
Bang.
И положил трубку.
So then he took Prabhupada out to the van.
И затем он сопроводил через Прабхупада к фургону.
Having a one-man theater.
И всю дорогу был кирган одного артиста.
And Prabhupada goes into the spirit of the Agarbhati van.
И Шрила Прабхупада разместился в фургоне для Бхагавани.
And they arrived at the temple.
Таким образом он прибыл в храм.
And the devotee suddenly, Prabhupada's there.
И при этом Шрила Прабхупада появился.
There are many stories.
Истории очень много.
I could tell you a story or a few stories about Srila Prabhupada's last visit to the Western world.
Я могу рассказать историю или даже несколько историй о последнем визите Шрилы Прабхупады в Западный мир.
When they phoned us from somewhere by the Tibet. Where they phoned us from somewhere in India.
Они позвонили нам откуда-то из Индии.
On our public telephone in Bhaktivedanta Lama.
На нашу телефонную автомату в Бхактивиданта Лама.
Public telephone, yeah. Home telephone. I picked up the phone.
Я поднял трубку.
A voice spoke.
Голос сказал.
From Mars.
С Марса.
Not from the moon.
Не с Луны.
That's too close.
Это слишком близко.
This voice was from Mars.
А этот голос звучал с Марса.
Maybe you're too young to know what the telephone system used to be like.
Вы еще, наверное, слишком молоды, чтобы знать, какие раньше были телефонные системы.
So this voice was there.
И так этот голос был там.
I could just tell it's a human being.
Я мог разобрать по речи, что это было человеческое создание, говорящее со мной.
And the voice said,
и голос сказал,
Prabhupada is coming!
Prabhupada едет! И положил трубку. Разговор окончен.
And you know what happened after that?
И знаете, что произошло после этого?
Tune in after the Abhishek.
Настраивайтесь на нашу волну после Абхишека.
We'll tell you what happened then. But let us just close by telling you one joke.
Позвольте нам завершить лекцию на небольшую шутку.
Told by Srila Prabhupada.
Которую рассказал сам Шрила Прабхупада.
Some of you know this joke.
Некоторые из вас знакомы с этой шуткой.
But it's a famous Prabhupada joke.
Это очень известная шутка Шрилы Прабхупады.
Okay. Sunil. Yes. Devotee in one of our ISKCON temples had Effulgent,
светящегося самоса,
rich, богатый,
богатый самоса,
a super samosa,
супер самоса,
and then he took rest.
И затем он уснул.
Next morning he woke up.
На следующее утро он проснулся.
Oh, run to the toilet.
И на зов природы отправил его в туалет.
Pastor, this version of the act is my first disaster. And, what a relief. They turned around and looked at the stool in the toilet.
Y el tema que los monjes pasaron en el baño que podían ver en su ventana.
They said, "Look at you."
Dijeron, "Pues Mateo y todo el camino."
You look so horrible.
With a huge loss in his baño.
Then the stool replied.
And the baño replied.
Stool said, "Last night I was that samosa." But after just one night's association with you, look what happened. So association. Okay, we'll continue after the abhishek. Shri Prabhupada ki. Shri.